Well, hello, my friends. Blessing and peace on you in the mighty name of King Jesus. Troy Brewer here coming at you strong from Open Door Church. And it is October the 28th. And we know that that is a 1028, Miss Shay. 10 is a number for perfect order. It means that there's a new sheriff in town. And that's why there's 10 commandments.
Amazing.
And that's why there's also 10 plagues. I think I'd rather have the 10 commandments than have the 10 plagues.
Yes, please.
Moses was all about dishing out the 10s, man. He was all about it because he was the new sheriff in town.
Went, yeah.
No, that's not how this is going to go. This is how it's going to go, and you will let my people go. But the number 28 is a lot of fun to me. It's a number that means times and seasons.
Ooh.
Do you know in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, there are 28 times and seasons in there?
No, I didn't know that.
Do you know how I
know?
I know
that verse.
Do you know how I know?
How?
Because I counted.
I was like, is there a secret here?
It's like, all you got to do is count
stuff. But I know
stuff,
that it says, you know, in Ecclesiastes, there's a time and season for everything. I just didn't know there was
28. Well, there's 28 of those.
Wow.
So it's a set of 14 doubles. So the paradox of those things. The very first one is a time to be born. Mm. The very last one, the 28th one, is a time of peace. So the Bible says in Psalms 37:37, mark the perfect and upright man, for his end shall be peace. Do you know that
That's good.
Your times and seasons is actually peace?
I love that.
I do too. I like
That's awesome.
Too. Yep.
Do you have a book on that? I feel like you need one.
I do. And
oh, great.
And do you know... Now, I haven't talked to Sean Tavitt today and my friends out of Destiny Image, but I'll tell you what, Shay, there's supposed to be this thing. And the thing is this. And Shay. Thank you.
It's okay. He wants a two shot of them.
Yeah, that means put her on the screen.
He's got it. Oh, you're blocking my shot.
Thank you.
Pastor.
Okay, right on. So, gosh, man. Subtle as a meat cleaver with this guy.
Listen.
So I want people to be able to see that you're actually here, right?
I am here, yes.
You are actually here.
I am here.
And here we are together.
So Sean
I forgot
Tabbitt.
What I was talking about.
Sean
yeah,
Tabbitt.
Sean Tabbitt says that he's going to be releasing my book, Numbers That Preach, which is the new published. It's the third edition. It's the Big Mamba Jamba from Destiny Image. He says he's going to be releasing that at the BloryCon this coming Friday.
Yeah, that's this Friday, which is already sold out, by the way. It's going to be really great, and people can still get their tickets to view it online, which is what I'm going to be doing on the website.
I love the
website.
Whole Goonies thing that they did.
How cool is that?
They did the Goonies thing.
I like that they gave you a cowboy hat. Thank God.
Yeah, man, that's cool. That is kind of cool.
It's right cool.
AI-generated Goonies cartoon. Right on.
It's going to be great. This weekend, we've got lots of fun stuff coming up. Do you want me to run through our announcements?
Yeah, go ahead and you tell me.
Okay,
take it over
we'll
here.
Knock it out. So we have Patricia King that's going to be here this Sunday at Open Door Church. So guys, do not miss church on Sunday. We love Miss Patricia King. We're sad that Pastor Troy is, he'll be somewhere. But Patricia King, hello. Prophetic. I mean, she's like one of your mentors, really, isn't she?
Yeah,
she's been a huge prophetic voice.
She's definitely a great spiritual mama to me, and I love her with all my heart.
Yeah.
And I will be in Houston preaching under the Big Tent Revival down there.
That's awesome.
With Mario Murillo and Todd Coconato. And so
I didn't know that's where you were going to be. Okay.
Yeah, I'm just going down there. I encourage everybody to go to Mario Murillo's ministry and look all that up. Follow Todd Coconato's ministry. I'm just showing up down there, and I will be the really good-looking guy in a cowboy hat. You'll be able to spot me. Plus, for those of you guys that are listening on the radio, I'm like 6'7". I'm blonde-headed, blue eyes. I'm chiseled. Come up to me. Come up to me. You'll love me.
Yes. Go out come out and meet Pastor Troy. Also, speaking of things coming up, just taking a little turn here. ODX weekend is November 15th. Whoa, sorry. I was really excited about that one.
You hurt yourself.
I know. I'm just whacking my mic. So ODX weekend, November 15th. Guys, this is exclusive to our ODX family. It's free. It's a time where our ODX family gets to come hang with us, hang with you, Pastor. But we're doing something we've never done before. All those guys that you see in that picture right there, Brian Schwartz, Joseph Z, Pastor Troy, Al DiDio, Tony Merkel, Darren Stott are all going to be here because we are launching our show, The Counter, exclusive for our ODX family. They're going to be the first to see the first episode. So the only way that you can be a part of this is to come. And we have a few spots left. So if you are not a part of our ODX.TV family, now is your time to join. Seriously, now is your time. Once you join our ODX.TV family as a stage two or stage three, you will get an invite. And if you don't get that invite right away, just email support and they'll send it to you because you do have to sign up. Yes, it is free, but we have to have you on the list. And we got a whole red carpet premiere that we're doing. We're going to do tours. We've got food bank in the morning as well. So it's going to be an incredible time to just come and hang out with us. Hang out with Pastor Troy. All those prophetic voices. We're going to do a live Q&A. It's going to be incredible. We've never done anything like this for ODX Weekend.
No, we haven't, but I've never had this team before either.
Yeah.
I've got a great team of people who can actually help me, and that's such a big deal, man. So I'm like, hey, let's just treat everybody like kings and queens. Come out, a Double Dog dare you, man, to come out and be a part of it. Come out and help me feed 4,000 people in the morning like I have been for 35 dadgum years. Come out. I dare you. I mean, what are you waiting on? And then whenever we get done with that, I'm going to feed your fat face. That's what I'm going to do. And I'm going to, like, these girls are like, you're
Pastor
not allowed
Troy's
to say
spicy
fat.
Today, guys. Yeah. I'm just warning you. He's a little feisty today.
We fed him.
Did we put something in his coffee?
Nope. We gave him food and coffee. So he's fired up after the pastor's meeting.
My filter is gone. I don't know where my filter went today.
The filter.
I've been in so many meetings today.
You know,
I mean,
what?
It's really been spirit-filled, all the meetings been. They've been very, very, very spirit-filled. The Spirit of the Lord's in there. But, man, I don't know, man. I just don't have any class today. I left my class in Glenrothes, Texas.
It's okay.
That's
love you
why
anyway.
I got you beautiful girls on
We love that. You anyway. And
thank
you
all for putting up with me.
Oh, we love you, always.
I'm trying, man. I'm trying the best I can. All my friends, they get to go work with cows. Like, Jerry's out working with cows right now. My son, Luke, he's on the back of a horse somewhere. He's working. I got to be around people all day. And it just ain't
sorry.
Natural.
I'm sorry,
ministry
Pastor.
Would be so freaking easy if people were not involved.
That actually is true. Honestly, the hardest part, the hardest part of ministry sometimes is dealing with people and the things that
I
people carry.
I just got through opening up a thank you card.
Yeah.
Should I read it?
I don't
this
know.
Somebody gave me a thank you card.
Because it was Pastor
Appreciation. Yeah, the bad one. Did you tear it up?
I already ripped it up.
Okay, good. Yeah. It was Pastor Appreciation Sunday. We invited people to write notes to our pastors. And, you know, someone I thought they were going to be encouraging to Pastor Troy, and they gave him two of his. And it was ridiculous. It was just.
I go back and forth between wanting to bless people and hug people to wanting to beat their eyes shut. And I'd like, because I'm a grown man, and we have this thing. Oh, and for somebody to actually say
Rebecca's
that,
face.
To say, like, why would you say that to me?
I'm going
to
read all your mail
terrible.
Prior to you.
Yeah, we're going to start screening the mail that gets handed to you.
I actually love my hate mail.
You do?
I do love my hate mail. I do.
Yeah.
It makes y'all cry. They literally would cry over it. And then... And I just start breaking out into a Roy Orbison song. I've been crying. You don't love me, but I'll always crying.
Okay, reel it in. Okay, how about this? How about we do shout-outs? Because we have people from all over the world joining
Where?
Us.
Where?
We
have
a bunch of people from Wales, because I think our guests
Wales.
That we have here.
UK has shown. We have 7 people from UK.
All right,
Stuart
thank
Davis.
You.
We got Rhonda Johnson.
You.
Thank you. We
thank
have
you.
Brian from Ontario. We got Mary from California. We have Tina from Kansas. Arizona's in the house. Robin Day. We have Alaska. Jennifer. Wow. We have Carol Morris from UK. So we have everybody tuning in from all over the world.
Stuart
Please remember.
Davis.
Yes, that's the Stuart
Did
Davis.
You say that one? Okay.
Yeah, and we're so excited to have you guys tune in. Please comment. Please share. You don't know who could be on the other screen that needs to hear today's word, and that's how we are. We love to call it here in house. That's how you can be a media missionary. Mm-hmm. So we're so excited today for your show. Don't forget to do the little bell. Don't forget to partner with us, because when you do that, we get to rescue children all over the world and be the hands and feet of Jesus. So I'm just excited.
I like the little hearts on Facebook.
Yeah.
So what was I watching last night? It was one
Your
of
show.
Our services. Yeah, it was my show, wasn't it? And so I was like, I was watching that, and I'm doing the hearts.
Yeah.
I'm the whole time like, that's some good preaching. That's some awesome preaching.
That's a good rescue story, too.
So, yeah.
Good rescue story.
It was a good rescue story. That was a good show, by the way. Our team's doing
awesome.
A great job.
Jonathan Bryant produces that. He does a great job.
He does. He really cares about the show.
Yeah, I was going to say, he cares
about
it.
You can tell. Mm-hmm. You can tell when somebody cares.
Yeah.
And he does. And I was really happy with that. I was also super happy with Sundays. I watched that on Roku last night.
Oh, good.
You know I'm a Roku guy.
I know. We always have to make sure our messages are uploaded to Roku. And I think you might be the only one. Well, we have people that
actually
watch
it. I am not the only one that watches on Roku.
I've never watched Roku.
I have a worldwide impacting ministry.
No. I'm sorry.
I'm not the only
one.
I might be actually the only person.
I'm out of the will for that comment. I'll just say it.
Okay, gosh.
But I don't watch Roku, but we know that we have to make sure it's on Roku for you and the millions of people who watch it on Roku.
Yes, indeed. Well, I watched the Sunday, and actually the Spirit of the Lord gave me such a great word. And I'm not saying it was great because I preached it. I'm saying it was a great word.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my gosh, it's something I've never heard. Fanchon, did you hear that on Sunday? Was it? Thank you for that. So Fanchon Stinger is just off camera here, which is the spirit of class and
it really
elegance
is. That's
and grace.
That's what she's needed today, Fanchon.
Came
we
into
need
that.
You.
Desperately,
Fanchon.
I do desperately need that. But yeah, so it was a word that was all about, you know, I called it the cup of Joe, mm-hmm. because the mm-hmm. cup that Joseph of Arimathea had to drink is so underrated. I'm just so proud of him. I just love him. And you go mm-hmm. through what that guy actually went through, and my heart just breaks over him. Well, I was driving through the mountains with my bride. We just left Vacaville, California last week. And I was like, hey, we're going to go over to the Tahoe area for a day. And so I stopped. There's this super, super, super nice hotel way up in the mountains. I was like, hey, let's go up there and let's go eat. And she said, okay. And so we get up there. We were the only people there because it's not ski time yet, although it did snow while we were there. And that was kind of cool. And I had this setup. I did this setup. Okay, she didn't know I was going to have flowers there. Didn't know that I had a room there. She didn't know that we were going to have room service in there. And I just wanted to just get away from her because I just love her so much, you know. And we travel
so much. You're so busy, and you're sometimes two opposite ends of the world.
Yeah, and we are. And I mean, we don't want to have a normal marriage. We want to have a rock star marriage. We want to have a passionate marriage. We want to have our hearts break over each other. And you either decide that and you conform to that, or you don't. And I am all the way over everything. I want everything to be over the top. Everything.
I love it.
I don't want nothing mediocre. Yeah. I ain't got time for that. I ain't got time for me. I don't like mediocre people. Like, get up. Get up and do something. Take on hell with a water pistol.
Yeah.
Man, wreck your bike trying to do a flip. Do something. Right?
Not if you're one of my sons, please. Anyway, not my kids.
Man, I walked out on the balcony and was just looking at the mountains. And all of a sudden, I got this download that was so profound. The Holy Spirit moved on me. I didn't have a place in my soul prepared for it. I hadn't been reading into that. I hadn't been thinking about it. And all of a sudden, the Spirit of the Lord quickened me. And I remembered a couple of verses, and I got this whole new revelation. And I took this deep breath, and I said, oh, Holy Spirit, you are here with me. Well, I preached that message on Sunday. And I want to encourage everybody, man, go to our YouTube page and look at it there if you're not signed up for ODX. Mm-hmm. Really? Really? You're not signed up yet? Come on, man. Mm-hmm. But if you are signed up for ODX, go there and check that out.
Yeah. I would just want to let you know that one of our viewers said that they have three Rokus in their house.
That's what I'm talking
so
about.
So there you go. You I'm are not the only one.
I am not the only
you're
one.
You're not the only one. Three Rokus in her house.
Guys, I have a special guest that's going to be joining us here today, Pastor Donna Howe, all the way from Wells. You know who else is from Wells, right? Come on.
I don't.
You know who's famous. Americans recognize one guy. He is a big-time... He's a big-time lost... big-time lost... It's not unusual to love someone. Come on, Tom. Oh, Tom Jones is from Wells.
Is
Come
he really?
On. Yes, he's from Wells.
I don't think I've ever heard him speak then.
What?
I don't know. I don't think of him with an accent.
Children.
I'm sorry.
Children.
I'm sorry.
I'm telling you, children.
Hey, you'll I said that. Ozzy Osbourne. I thought you would like that.
Was Ozzy from Wells?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
He wasn't from Wells. England. Yeah, he's big time from England, man.
Yeah.
England, man.
Okay, sorry. I need
Ozzy Osbourne.
Lesson,
I hope and pray that he got into heaven, and I hope that he sees Jesus, and I hope that Jesus spanks his butt for peeing on the Alamo.
You can't mention Ozzy Osbourne in this house.
He peed on
the
Alamo. He went to my Alamo and he peed on it.
But he's so apologize.
Cool. Yeah. I don't think he's cool. I think he's cool. I don't think he's cool. Right on.
Well. The person that we have here today from Wales is really cool.
Oh, she's amazing.
And she is one of us. Mm-hmm. And I'm really excited, mm-hmm. Pastor Troy, because I mean you will love all the things that are blurry. And so does our tribe, by the way. You guys get ready because I feel like you're gonna have a lot of questions for our guests. So get those questions ready because she operates in deliverance, in spiritual warfare, in the prophetic. She's also really good friends with Joseph Z, who is part of our
Which I didn't know Joseph had any friends. I was shocked to find that out today. I was like, oh, praise God. What a ministry. What
he's
a powerful
usually
ministry.
Watching. So, Joseph, we love you. Jason, watching. We love you too.
Yes,
we love
Ariel,
all of
we love you.
The whole
okay,
crew.
So here's the deal. She is a big-time deliverance girl. So if any time you start throwing up and you need prayer, call us at 877-413-0888. Right on. Honestly, guys, we are going to be, it's Halloween week, and we have to be guarded up this week. And I'm not playing with Halloween. Uh-huh. I say to hell with Halloween. Mm-hmm. I say to hell with it. That's what I say. And
you know what she's doing on Halloween?
What?
She's hosting a deliverance night on Halloween.
I love this chick.
That is so cool.
I love this girl. Okay, listen, we're going to have a really good time. Guys, Call us. Call 877-413-0888. Help us get in a fight. Help us rescue a bunch more kids this week, like the children we rescued last week. I want to show you a picture. Guys, I want to show you these. These little boogers. And that's the house that they're living in. And one of our rescuers came across them last week and called me and said, Pastor Troy, can we rescue these kids? Yes, we can. Now, mind you, by the time the rescuer that rescued these children was at once one of those children that we rescued. Wow. And they're like, Pastor Troy, we got to take these kids. They sent me pictures like, these kids are literally starved to death. I want to go back and I want to show you a picture of them again, if we could. All right, when you see that they have fat tummies, can I just tell you what that is? That's puppy dog worms.
Really?
It's the same as a puppy. It's the same as, that's what that is. It's because it's they eat worms. Off the ground.
Yeah.
And guys, these kids need to be healed, and they are vulnerable to the sexual shenanigans of anybody walking past them. If the body of Jesus does not answer this call, friends, there's nobody else coming. And we answer it every single week. We have rescued over 11,400 children now. We have over 4,500 children under our care at this moment. It takes millions of dollars a year to keep this thing going and to take care of all these babies all over the world. Plus, they all have special needs. I want to encourage you, stand with us. Mm-hmm. Come on, man. I double dog dare you. Stand with us. Go to 877-413-0888 and don't sit around and shed a tear and take a selfie and say, oh, I care so much. No, get in a fight. Mm-hmm. Call 877-413-0888. All right. I'm going to take you to a video now. Our brand new show that's called The Counter, and we will indeed be premiering this at the ODX weekend. And you know what? We also got some other cool things to tell you about. Watch this.
What if everything that you've been told by the world is a lie? And what if the chaos around you is actually a part of a much bigger plan? Well, pull up a seat to The Counter, where we're not just talking headlines, we're actually unlocking prophetic problems, prophetic patterns, exposing hell's agenda, and declaring the truth of King Jesus himself. This is where warriors wake up and darkness backs down. This is The Counter, and it's coming this fall.
Okay, that was a pretty daggum cool. That was a cool one. I haven't seen that commercial.
Yeah, we've got three just like that.
You got three just like that. I've lost weight since then.
You have? This is a problem because you keep losing weight.
Oh, I am.
And so
look at me. Yeah. I'm like a dainty butterfly at this very moment. The wind might blow me away.
You're getting there, Pastor.
I actually am losing weight.
You are.
So I am. I'm on it. Hey, listen, I want you guys to be in prayer for me. And so please be in prayer for me. The girls are here rooting for me. Everybody else.
Yes.
I can't do anything that the whole world doesn't know about it. So please be in prayer for me about that. Y'all pray, man. I still want to lose at least another 50 pounds, another 5.
You'll do it.
I just started working with this guy, nutritionist guy. He's mean.
Maybe you need that though. No,
I don't know what I need. So
I don't know what you need either.
We'll see if it works. Yes in my spirit.
Yes, let's
go. So I'll be 60. I'll be 60 next year. When I hit 60, I want to be down 67 pounds from when I first started.
Yeah,
that's where I want to be. So yeah, there
that's
you go.
That's great.
All right. You girls root for me. You skinny girls pray for me. You have the gift.
Yes, sir.
Such as you have given to me, your skinniness.
It doesn't come easy, and it wasn't always this.
It's a sacrifice.
No. Just know that.
Fasting is a sacrifice.
Listen, I used to be so fat. I was worldwide before the internet.
Oh, my.
Sure. No, you're not.
I was.
Oh, my gosh.
I could sit around a table all by myself. I was that fat.
I haven't heard that one before.
Okay.
That's good.
I'm about to just start telling fat jokes because I love fat jokes.
Let's bring in our guest because I'm so excited about her.
I think that we actually have a clip,
of her preaching.
Okay, so she is like the Lisa Bevere. Whenever we watched all of her stuff, we're like, she's so much like a Wells
version
of Lisa Bevere. And Lisa Bevere is one of my favorite human beings ever on the planet Earth. And I've never even met her.
Yeah.
She has made such a profound impact. And so has her ugly old husband. He's made an impact on me as well. But I want to tell you, I've read all of his books. I read their books. I follow them. I love those guys. I know that one of these days we're all going to be best friends.
Yeah.
And I'm just waiting for a chance to meet them because they'll love me. You know they will.
Yeah.
I've only known a couple of people didn't love me, and they were all stupid. So let me show you guys a video.
Oh, my gosh.
You guys are going to enjoy this video. Y'all watch this.
At the end of the day, we can't shy away from truth. You can't do that, because many churches do, and they're wishy-washy or they're shallow, and you can attend a church and you can still be living with a partner, you can still be living the way the world lives, but say, I'm a Christian and I come to church, and it ticks your box. And the tick box church is done. God is not in those churches. Right? The Holy Spirit can't move in a tick box church. He has to move where he's invited and he's allowed to move. Amen? And he's allowed to clean us up. If I'm looking dirty, I want somebody to come and say, Pastor, you've got muck on your face.
Come on.
I want you not to just talk to me with the muck on and pretend everything's okay. We can't be like that. And you know, he's coming for a bride without spot or blemish. And so if we got muck on us, let's get the muck off.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Today, guys, I'm joined by Pastor Donna Howell, and she's a powerful voice in the body of Jesus. She's a pastor, she's a teacher, she's an evangelist, and she works within the area of deliverance. Okay, I want to just tell you right now, if you're operating in a spirit of Jezebel, Shay, in any way whatsoever, you're in a dangerous place today.
I rebuke that. I am definitely not. I know you weren't saying I was, but you were saying if.
Yeah, if. I want to give
First
you a heads
all,
up.
You would have given me a heads up before I was.
Oh,
sitting
I would.
Here.
I would.
The first day I got here.
Do I put up with manipulative spirits
no,
at all?
No, not at all.
Not at all. I have the gift of real.
Yes.
And I have the Spirit of the Lord works with me with the gift of real, and I cannot stand it when there is a different operating system that a spirit is driving. And she's going to help me understand that in a greater way today. So for over 2 decades, she and her husband have been equipping believers to know who they are in Jesus. Guys, they're big time people that want to just reach the lost, and they walk in freedom. They're freedom fanatics, just like you and I are. Guys, I want to say a great big welcome to the show, Pastor Donna Howell.
Woo!
Yay! You win the prize for driving the furthest today.
Yes.
My gosh, came all the way from Wells.
Specifically to do this.
Yeah. Yes.
There you
she
go.
Did.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Thank you. What an honor to have you with us today. I love you.
Oh, thank you. Well, I love you and I follow you, and it's great being sat here, actually. It's so good. It really is a privilege and an honor. I do want to say, though, my name is Donna Howells with an S.
Oh, Howells. Sorry, my that's husband, not his fault. He was
no,
reading.
No, I know. My husband was calling me saying, we are Howells. I am married to Donna Howells.
Howells.
I know, right?
Oh, my goodness. Sorry. I'm sorry, it's not his fault.
I would like to point out the incompetence
you
of Shay.
You just said earlier you had a great team. Just remember that.
Oh, okay. Yes. Just all right, very good.
I've done that one other time before, and it was really bad, so I'm sorry.
But it's good. I'm all good with it. It's absolutely fine. Call me what you want. It's fine.
I'm nice so happy thing. To see you, man.
Yeah.
How long have you been here in the States?
Actually, we came, do you know what? I don't know, maybe a week. Yeah, we were in Fredericksburg, we've been in Washington, D.C., and then we just flew back here for this today.
Man, thank
yesterday.
You. Yeah. What a great honor, man, to have you. Your beautiful little girl is here with us. She's just off camera.
She is.
Y'all are good people, aren't you?
Well, do you know what? We're people that just love the Lord. And, you know, it's like last day's stuff, isn't it? You just gather. God is gathering the remnant, like-minded people.
Yes.
You know, because the world it was so big at one point, but it's not any longer. It is just narrowing. And God is, you know, he's just bringing to the platform people of like minds, isn't he? Because there's a work that's got to be done. Whatever it may be, it's got to be done. He's coming back for
done.
A church without spot or blemish, and right now it's Dalmatians, isn't Whoa. It? So come on now. So my husband says that, so I have to give him props. But but that's what God is doing.
Wow.
I mean, I've been following you for ages, you, Joseph, all of you guys, and I'm always like, oh my gosh, I just want to say something.
Well, here it is.
Hallelujah. I know.
You got a microphone. We're just going to wind you up and just let you go.
Please, let me go.
That's okay. Yeah. Well, dude, again, it's a great honor to have you here. So, in the midst of you just see, because you want to just see people healed in every way that they can. And that is so my heart. Mm-hmm. I just want to see people healed in every way that a person can be healed. I want to see people set free in every way a person can be set free. I am a freedom fanatic. I truly am. And I love freedom. And I love freedom. And I love people running towards their highest potential, their highest identity within King Jesus. And I don't care what a train wreck their run looks like.
Come on.
I just don't. I just want to see them go. And I think that's a father's heart that I have, you know, and I press into the father's heart. I'm a father's heart fanatic as well. And so when you do these kinds of things, you get into the subject of spiritual warfare. And you get into the subject of deliverance, and here we go. So I'm just going to just make it all messy right at the very beginning, because I know that you're actually a blurry girl, right?
Come on now.
So you're all about, man. Yeah, people need to talk about these things. If you see it in the sky, if you see it in the woods, if you see it in your house, if you hear it, if you don't, okay, you need to have a Christian worldview, a kingdom worldview that knows how to stand against that. You know, Heather Z talks about, you know, she walked out on her, but she got called summit out. There was an alien gray out there. We're talking about Heather Z. Mm-hmm. And that she walked out there, she saw this horrifying thing and she rebuked it in the name of Jesus and it fled.
Yeah.
Well, why? Why would you do that? What's that all about? Mm-hmm. If you're from outer space, then why are you fleeing from the name of Jesus, right? Mm-hmm. We got to know how to stand against this scary stuff in these last days that we actually live in. Mm-hmm. And then this is also a special time of the year where all of these things are heightened because there's so many people that are in agreement with it and they are in compliance with it. And so what's the weirdest thing you ever saw?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Well, tell me, what the heck? How did you get into this ministry? What did you see? What happened?
Oh, my God. I mean, honestly, there is so much. Because when you're involved in deliverance, you do. You see crazy things. But I do want to say this, that even though you can see all that crazy stuff, you know, we have power and authority over every single thing, right? Mm. Every demon, everything has to bow its knee to the name of Jesus, even if it's an alien, whatever it is, right? It's got to bow its knee. And so, you know, even though you see crazy things, demons are everywhere, right? Christian, non-Christian, whatever, okay? And you can call them out and it can be dealt with just like that, all right? It doesn't have to be any big show. Mm. However, when is a big show, it is, you remember them, right? And you remember seeing those things. And, you know, I've had loads of encounters with demons over the years. You know, I can remember the one in my kitchen. This was before I was operating in the Ministry of Deliverance. And there was, it stood behind me and it was so big and the room went freezing cold. And the Holy Spirit said to me, it's a spirit of poverty. Because we were really struggling financially. We had, I'm not even sure the girls were born. We had four children. So the boys were small and we never had enough money. And I want to say this, whenever you're struggling financially, you know there's a demon about. Unless you're really stupid making financial decisions. Do you know what I mean? But if you're born again, you're tithing, you're sowing, and you know, you're speaking over your seed, all that stuff. If there is a lack of finances, you've got to know there's something demonic happening.
Wow.
Anyway, so we're in the kitchen, I'm in the kitchen cooking, and which is a very unusual thing, but I was cooking. My daughter's probably laughing there because I don't cook. And this demon, this thing was behind me, and I turned around, and it was huge, and it was very dark, and it was very cold in the room. And I was, you know, I was panicking, but I was almost indignant. And the Holy Spirit said, rebuke it and get it out of your house. So obviously in the name of Jesus, get out. Spirit of poverty, I rebuke you now. And I marched it out of the house, opened the door and threw it out. And so, but just recently I had this encounter, you know, the thing is sometimes you don't want to say what has happened because you don't want to put things in people's heads.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, when I was talking to Fanshin last night about, you know, stuff that's happened and you almost kind of don't want to give those demons a platform.
Yes.
Because if I say something, oh, I experienced this with a demon, people are like, oh, my God. If they don't know their authority.
Exactly. Yeah, like I mentioned one time, the choker demon jumping on me several places throughout the world, right? Like I had a choker demon jump on me and nearly strangle me to death, you know, all throughout the world. And I'm like, you devil from hell. And I had to learn how to literally like, no, you cannot place a yoke on me.
Right.
No. I'm yoked with Christ. And once I got that, I never had a problem with it again. But then when I put that out there, people are like, what? We're scared to choke my own.
Exactly. But see, so my biggest thing is to train people, right? Train people in deliverance. That's what we do. Because it's not about just the big minister coming in and getting those demons out. We all should be walking in this because that's what Jesus told us to do. It's part of the Great Commission.
Wow.
Preach the gospel, heal the sick, cast out demons. He didn't just say preach the gospel and he didn't just say lay hands on the sick. Three things, and he spent 3 years showing his disciples to do those things.
So good.
Yeah, preach the gospel, the spirit man comes alive. Lay hands on the sick, the physical body is healed.
Cast
out demons, come on, the sick soul is healed because that's where demons inhabit. Mm. So you have to do the three things. Excuse me, you can't just do one thing.
Yes.
And the church, we just go preach the gospel. And then we wonder why there's no power in the church because Jesus said, do all three. Don't just do one. Yeah. Don't just do two. Do Three, because three things are needed. Amen. Body, soul, and spirit. We're a three-part being, and Jesus took care of it all.
Donna, you are a troublemaker.
She's so good. Isn't she so good?
Listen, I love you. I am your brother.
Come on.
Listen, we're going to be good friends. Yeah. So you do have to do all three.
Come on. If Jesus did it, he said, do what I've done. He only did what his father told him to do.
Yeah.
There's so many sick people, and not of their own making. You know, this is the thing with demons. We think, oh my gosh, we've sinned, or we've been into New Age, or we're doing yoga. That's weird. You know, we're doing all this stuff. It's not that we've been involved in the occult and stuff. It's things that have happened to us. So how can you repent from things that have happened to you? It's easy to repent when you know what you've done wrong.
Yeah.
But when it's happened to you, like abuse, like trauma, like being brought up in a violent, aggressive household, you know, like being spoken over by a parent or somebody in authority all your life, you're never good enough, you're not going to amount to anything. You know, being sexually, emotionally, physically, even spiritually abused. You know, all those things, they're traumas. Yep. And what it does, it fractures the soul. And then when there's a fracture in the soul, that's where the demons get in. But they get in because the only power Satan has is over our thoughts, the suggestions, right? Which is why we're told to cast down every vain imagination. He comes in there, you ponder, you think. It goes from your mind into your heart. Once it gets into your heart, that's the problem. Because from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, right? Everything we're supposed to guard, watch, take care of the heart is the most important thing. Mm-hmm. Because once it gets into your heart, it becomes your belief system. So if you've been rejected, so you think about that all the time, it goes from your thought, because that's the power of the enemy, goes from it. You can't get directly to your heart. You get to your head. You meditate on it. Goes from there into your heart. You start believing I'm rejected. So everything you do, everything you walk at, even as a born-again believer, has a foundation of rejection. And because you believe it. It's like, you know, the word of God, Romans 10:9, believe in your heart, confess with your mouth, then what? You should be saved. It's our belief system is where we believe. And the enemy knows that. So if he can get us believing, this is who I am, this is where I am, I'm, you know, I'm born again, I'm going to heaven, it's fine, I'll deal with my trauma, I'll deal with being a worrier, I'll deal with being anxious, and then it coming out in my body and I got skin complaints and all that stuff. I'll deal with that. I get depressed now and again. It's fine, I'll just take the medication, it's cool, I'm content with this. I mean, Jesus didn't come for us to be content. He didn't die on the cross and took 39 stripes on his body, bleeding and broken and bruised, just so we could be content and have those demons do what they want to us. So, amen. Whatever I was saying.
So good. I never thought of it in terms of like the threefold like that, though, because I feel like that last one, casting out demons, gets left out.
It does. The problem. No power in the church. This is the problem. We use every other tool. So deliverance, let me say this, is just another tool. It's not the be all and end all, but it's a vital component in the body of Christ. And if we don't use it, what we're going to do, which is what's happened in the church, we bring the world's way of dealing with trauma and abuse and all that stuff into the church. So there's no power. So we have medication, we have therapists, we have counseling. I'm not against any of that stuff, but you cannot counsel a demon. You will know this. You cannot medicate a demon. Mm-hmm. The only prescription for a demon is to cast it out. And that's what Jesus did. And so as a body of Christ, that's what we need to do. When we do that, what happens in the soul of a person, revival starts.
Amen.
And that's what we've seen in our church. Because once we started casting those demons out, people could suddenly see. So all the trauma, all the, you know, insecurities and rejection and abandonment and loneliness and grief, loss, you know, when you take that and it's just in the pit of your stomach and you can't do anything with it because you've thought about it, it's gone from your mind into your heart and you go, I'll never get over this. Well, guess what? That's a fracture in your soul. Demons like, great, let's get in, boys.
Okay.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, you're doing great. You're doing great. I love you. That's awesome. Okay, so I got to talk to you about this whole thing of your soul being fractured, because I know the reality of that, because we deal with children who have been sexually abused.
Yeah.
And the ritualistic abuse that they go through from one country to another, I mean, it's the same in Uganda as it is in Cambodia, as it is in Nepal, as it is in Colombia. Mm-hmm. You know, we rescue children in all those places. And when you get into the ritualistic abuse part, and a lot of those things now have become, so they've been photographed and filmed something. It's become normal parts of pornography. People don't even realize that that is satanic ritual abuse, that they're being entertained by sexually, and they're watching that, and they're literally bringing those demons into their own life.
pornography is a portal that, and so, but we have seen kids that have got saved, got set free. Mm-hmm. The Spirit of the Lord was with them, and they still had places in their souls that were the territory of the most evil thing that you could imagine. They're 100% saved with their spirit, but they're not 100% saved with their soul. And neither are we, by the way.
That's right.
Our soul is in the process of being saved. And someday, this glorious body, as glorious as it is right now, wait until you see what's going to happen once I'm quickened. I will no longer be short and fat. I promise you.
No, stop.
But now that I've said that, but they literally, the trauma is designed to fracture their soul. Yeah. So explain to us a little bit about soul fracture.
Yeah. So this is the thing, right? You go back to Genesis in the garden, and God said to Adam, he said, if you take of this fruit, he said, in the day you take of this fruit, you'll die, right? Mm-hmm. And they obviously did. But they didn't die physically, they died spiritually, right? Because we know they lived till 900 years old. So what happened? It was that it was cut off. That relationship with God, that spirit to spirit was cut off, right? So demons attach themselves to the soul. They can't, I don't believe, and I know, you know, there's teaching and we, you know, the Holy Ghost and demons can occupy the same space. I absolutely, having seen thousands and thousands of deliverance, I don't believe that at all, right? Your spirit man is full of the Holy Ghost. What, before you received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, there were no demons in your spirit. They were in your soul, because that was the only place they could get in.
2,000% correct.
Right, there you go. And so when you get born again, your spirit man comes alive. It gets filled with the Lord. So you can be filled with the Holy Ghost. You can be operating in all the gifts. You are 100% born again. But James 1:21 says, you know, the engrafted word is able to save. That word save means in Greek. Ikizozo, as you know, that also means deliver. The word delivers. So as you correctly said, we are in a process of always being delivered in our soul. So if we die tomorrow, we will go to heaven, right? Because our spirit man is born again, full of the Holy Ghost. But the soul is in a constant process of being saved.
That's correct.
So when those young children that you rescue, they're born again, they're full of the Holy Ghost, but the soul is the bit that needs to be healed and cleaned up, because that's where the demons have inhabited. What's your soul? Your mind, will, and emotions. That's what it is. That's why Christians can function as born-again believers, but their soul will still be so fractured and messed up. How many born-again believers do we know that are messed up? I mean, that's practically all
I can
of
think
it.
Of one.
Right. Yeah. So we're messed up, and the word delivers us. Even worship delivers us. But there's some moments that it's only casting those demons out. And when they've been through so much trauma and so much demonic, because that's occult stuff, you know, that ritualistic stuff you're talking about, it's so demonic and satanic that it's going in, and what we do, you know, with people, because, you know, we have all sorts of nationalities in our church, come from various backgrounds, and we go back to the root and the ownership. Because when there's occultic stuff like that, satanic stuff, should I say, you know, Satan believes he owns those children or he owns those people. Mm-hmm. So you have to break the ownership.
Yep, exactly. Right.
In the name of Jesus,
he believes them to have. He has a territorial right over them.
Yes.
And the territory is literally places within their soul. So, and I want to just say, there was probably more than a decade of my life, I did not believe a Christian could have a demon. And I mean, I adamantly preached against it. When those people are whack, they don't know the power of the Holy Spirit. They don't know what they're talking about. They're all on crack. Do not listen to them. And now I'm worse than all those people I used to criticize, because I know that this person is saved. I know this person has a spirit of the living God living within them. But I also know that their body and their soul are not yet fully redeemed. And now the battlefield is the battlefield of the mind, right? The whole soul realm.
Yeah. Yeah.
And our souls must be bishoped, and what is in our souls must be displaced by Jesus Christ the King. It's the territory that Jesus wants to have kingship, is literally our souls. He has our spirit, which is the down payment. The Bible says the earnest that our souls will be saved, and also too our bodies will be saved. So he paid the down payment by giving us the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
But that means there's still a finished work. When the Bible says that we have to put on the armor of God, okay, why? If we're impenetrable, then why do we need to put on the armor of God? So it's just ignorance upon the part of us Western Christians and not understanding the difference between our soul, our body, and our spirit. Right. And once you flesh that out, you go, okay, now I understand it now. And I want to tell you what will cure you, Miss Donna, is you work with a child that you know loves Jesus with all of her heart, and all of a sudden, a sorcerer starts speaking through that child to you. Yeah. And like, who are you? And they tell, it's not even a demon. It's actually a sorcerer that uses these children as avatars all over the planet Earth because they split their soul through traumatic, beginning the day that they're born. The day that they are born, they go through this huge sexual thing, and then they inflict that trauma on them over, 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 and over, and over again to fracture their soul to where they don't know who they are. They don't know what their identity is. They don't have, their lens is so shattered, and then they literally take up the space within those places, and that's what it is that they do.
It's, you know, and I would say deliverance quite often is not just a one-time thing, especially it is a process. I mean, some people, they're delivered like that and their lives are completely changed. Yep. But other people, it is just a process. And you have to, I mean, there's one woman, we've been delivering for 3 years, but she is so much better because of all what
it's
she went through.
It's an ongoing process.
It is an ongoing, especially when they've been through things like that. I mean, it's
because the process of taking over a land or a territory is not a one-time thing. Right? It's the promised land. Mm. Listen, whenever we come back, and we're going to come back from behind the veil, okay? So we're going to go behind the veil. Mm. We're going to talk about some stuff. Because I'm telling you right now, I'm fixing to fire this lady up. We're going to get off into some stuff that we probably could not share across our social media platforms. Mm. And so that's why we have odx.tv, which is your one-stop shop for all things Open Door Experience, everything that we do. Yeah. Now, if you are already a member, like we had like 8 new Lifetime members last week, right?
Oh, we had so
and
many.
We had like a whole bunch of Stage 3, a whole bunch of Stage 2, all kinds of cool folks, man. We have thousands of people now that are on there. And if you're one of those thousands that are watching on odx.tv, just stay right where you're at. For the rest of y'all, we're about to say to you, bye-bye. Because you don't partner with us. Come on, help me save a boy. Help me save a girl, man. Like, well, I actually do. I just haven't signed up for ODX. Okay, sign up for ODX and do that. And then don't forget that only our ODX members are eligible for the full day party that we have planned for our ODX Stage 2 and 3 and Lifetime members. Mm-hmm. And so you're going to want to be here on that day.
Yeah, it's going to be so good. Pastor, why don't we end with one of our newest rescue story videos about little Maria as we head behind the veil.
Okay.
I think that'd be a good way to end. Just to remind everyone who's watching on YouTube, this is why we do media. This is why we do what we do, so we can rescue little kids across the globe like Sweet Maria. And if you're joining us behind the veil, we will see you over on odx.tv in just a minute. Watch this.
Hello again, friends. Now, this rescue story that I'm about to share is a really tough one. It's all about a precious little girl who survived the unimaginable, and she lived to tell about it. And because King Jesus is in the business of turning graves into gardens, well, her redemption is about to shake hell itself. This is the story of Maria. Maria, her mother, her father, and her 4-year-old brother lived in Colombia. So her mom decided that she was going to take her and her 4-year-old little brother to go visit family over on the Brazilian side of things. Now, the house that they were staying in was actually broken into that night, and 3 men assaulted Maria and killed her brother and her mom. In the midst of them murdering them, she got up out of the house and she ran away. They chased her down the street. They assaulted her again, and they broke her jaw. They stabbed her, and then they left her for dead. But she wasn't dead. And she got up, and she was able to find a nearby village where people found her. They took her to the hospital, and as soon as she recovered, she went with the police and actually identified the men who attacked her. Now, her father came over from Colombia to Brazil as soon as he heard about it, but he was quickly aware that he was not in any kind of position to be able to take good care of her. See, her case was very high profile. It was front page news all over Brazil, all over Colombia, and she needed to be kept somewhere safe and secure. Well, my friends, that's where you and I come in together.
Now, the authorities reached out to us because of the reputation of our safe homes, and they asked if we could take in this sweet 9-year-old little girl by the name of Maria. And of course, we said, yes. Now, here's the kicker. Her father was devastated to give her up, and here's what he actually said. He said, quote, "She's a miracle from God, and I want her to be raised by God's people to be able to find her purpose." You know what? This little girl is a miracle. She doesn't wear the scars of what she's been through. This smiling little girl is actually being a little girl again. And we cannot wait to see the testimony that her life is going to be. Friends, I want to tell you, this is why you and I have to step up. This is one story out of more than 11,000 stories that we have. And the numbers are growing daily. When you stand up with me and when you partner with me, this story also becomes your story, a story of redemption, a story of hope, a story that proves that Jesus Christ is resurrected from the dead. I want to invite you to call us. Simply call 877-413-0888, or you can go to troybrewer.com and just say, "Pastor Troy, I want to stand with you. I want to help Maria, and I want to help all the other Marias that are out there within the future." You can call us again at 877-413-0888 and simply say, "Pastor Troy told me to call you and to say, not on my watch."